Thanks for joining us today. We want to hear how God is using our ministry to make a difference in your life today. Send your story to mystory@oceansunite.com. And we also want to say that if you are encouraged and you want to partner with our ministry, go to oceansunite.com, select the giving option that best suits you. And we want to thank you for your participation, and we want to bless you.
So it's great to be with you all this evening on this, our last evening, our last service in this facility. And we are absolutely so excited about what God is doing and moving us to the new church. Amen. Can we give Him a praise? Amen. Amen. He is worthy of all praise. So, you know, this evening, when I was wanting to prepare for this evening, I really felt in my spirit, and I even said it this morning, that we need to close off really celebrating what God has done and taking us into the new facility and just basically leave with praise. Is that okay? Yes. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to share something very short with you, and then we're going to worship God, and then we're going to close off with praise. Amen. Amen. Thank you for your overwhelming. And really, the only way I could think of closing off this chapter of our lives, being in this facility, was to do what we're going to do this evening. And so let's go straight to Psalm 136. Psalm 136. Amen. Some people know which psalm this is. I don't know about you, but I think we have a lot to be thankful for. I think we have a lot to be thankful for. And I think God deserves our thanks. He deserves our worship. He deserves our praise. At the end of the day, this is all about Him. Amen. So let's read this psalm together because it is so beautiful. It says in verse number 1, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His mercy endures forever. To Him..." If you haven't realized so far, I just want to stop right there, and we're gonna continue in just a moment. But there's two things I want you to take note of. And it's just the psalmist's heart in this whole psalm is really about two things. It's one, giving thanks to God, and also then almost like a type of praise for His mercy. And I don't know about you, but I've experienced in my life ups and downs of my walk with God, good times and bad times, difficult times, wonderful times. But one thing I've come to realize is that God's mercy endures forever. If you follow Him, if you love Him, if you walk with Him, His mercy endures forever. His mercy is sufficient for you regardless of what goes on in your life. You can be assured that His mercy is there. I remember as a young believer, I would always, you know, when things would be difficult and I would feel like I was failing, I would wake up in the morning and know that His mercy is on you every day. His mercy is on you. His love, He's slow to anger. At night, you know, He might be mad with you, but in the morning when you wake up, you know, God's mercy is there for you and His love is there for you. So let's just read on because it's so beautiful. "To Him who by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who laid out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who made great lights, for His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who struck Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endures forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endures forever." Isn't it powerful? "With a strong hand, with an outstretched arm, for His mercy endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea in two, for His mercy endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for His mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, for his mercy endures forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy. Now he's naming the kings that God has struck down. He's naming his enemies. Amen. For his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Whom remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. And rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all fish, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. Amen. And so, closing off this chapter, moving into this new season that God has for us, there's no better way. I want to end off this time, this season, this part of our lives, by just giving God all the thanks and all the honor and thanking him for his goodness. And I'm sure there's been times where he's been mad at me and you, but we're still here. Amen. Which means that his mercy has been sufficient for us. Amen. Now, I want to share one more thing with you, and then we're gonna go into a little bit of worship, and we're gonna go into a praise break. We're gonna have an awesome time just praising God and switching and closing off here. But I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 15, because I want to show you something here. You didn't think I was gonna give you no lesson, did you? See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Now here it starts. Rejoice always. Everybody say always.
Always.
When should we rejoice?
Always.
That means always. Always is not anything fancy in the Greek, in the Hebrew or the Greek. It just means always. Amen. So rejoice always. In other words, rejoice when it's good, rejoice when it's bad, rejoice no matter what. Amen. Pray without ceasing. In other words, pray all the time. Seek God all the time. Seek his face all the time. Pray without seeking and without ceasing. And here comes the punch. In everything, give thanks. I don't know if you saw it. It doesn't say sometimes. It doesn't say in good times. It says in everything. In everything, give thanks. So it doesn't matter how rough it might be going right now, give thanks. Give thanks to God. One thing I've learned as a believer, and I can tell you that it is so hard, but if you can get this right, you will have one step ahead of the enemy all the time. And that is whenever it is going bad, if you can give thanks, if you can have peace, if you can rejoice, if you can continue to pray, if you can continue to seek God, regardless of how bad it's going, you have one foot ahead of the enemy. I've realized, it's so funny because I hear myself preach to myself when I'm wanting to have a breakdown or whatever. I'm so angry, I'm so upset, whatever it is, and I'm thinking, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to get out of this? And then I just, you know, just trust God. Just give praise, give thanks. Regardless of how bad it is, regardless of what's going on, just continue to stay in that place. And I can tell you now, I'm saying it because it sounds easy. It's not easy. But if you can do it, you will shock all hell out of the devil. He doesn't understand when he throws everything at you. He doesn't understand how you can praise God when things are going wrong. He doesn't understand how you can continue to rejoice in all things. He doesn't understand that in everything we must continue to give thanks. And so this evening in this place, let's all stand to our feet right now. Father, tonight in this place, we have so much to be thankful for as a church, for you are moving us into a new season, a new phase. And Lord, we thank you for every life that was touched in this place, for every deliverance, for every person that has been saved, for every miracle, Father. We thank you most of all for every precious person that's a part of this church, a part of this congregation that's here this evening, and even those that are not here, Father. We give you thanks for that, Lord. Lord, we give you thanks because you deserve all our thanks. And Lord, I just pray tonight, regardless of how some of us might feel in our personal lives, in our personal things right now, things might be difficult. But tonight, Father, I pray that as we leave this place, we will go with such a blessing, and that your presence will just fill us tonight, that the joy of the Lord will be our strength in this place this evening. And we will leave with the goodness and the mercy that endures forever. And so we love you and we praise you and worship you tonight.
Thanks for joining us. We hope that this message has inspired you in so many ways. If you would like to support our ministry, or if you would like more messages, you can find that at www.oceansunite.com. Once again, we are so excited to have you as a part of the family. Have a wonderful day.